Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of South Hewlett.
Here we go.
And as you can tell, there are already some people here. But the dream, Corey, the dream we want to accomplish is to have so many people that they are forced to open the balcony. That's never happened here before.
Right, that's right.
But we're hoping to make history. Is that correct?
That is true. I always want to make history. And I talked to the GM this morning. I said, we opening this up? And she said, no. And I said, all right, we're going to try and force their hand today. So, okay. Tolos, we want you to show up and show out and show why.
Now, I don't know how long we're going to stay on the air, though.
What do you mean? We're going to be fine.
Come on, y'all.
Mike Bacsik has in his hands right now, if you're watching on the Twitch or the YouTube.
Vitamin C.
That is, yes. Let's say that's his special vitamin C drink and not the Beastie Boys song we just played on the other side. Mike.
I'm going to take my first ever sip of a Brass Monkey.
Okay.
All right. I have no clue what it's going to taste like. It does smell strong, I will say.
Probably so.
But it is orange juice, vodka, and spiced rum.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hold on. Before you drink that, I want to read this text. Okay. Because this is what is the magic of Mike Bacsik. How the hell did Mikey B just go from 80s rap to lucid political discourse back to cowboy slander? He is the wild card. That is for damn sure.
And here goes the wild card sip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, help us all.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
It's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I'd order it a lot. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that. But it's not bad.
Okay.
So if you'd like to come here, hey. We got Miller Lights. We got Coors Lights for $4.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to order your first ever, I assume, or come here and tell me, no, I used to order Brass Monkeys in the 80s and 90s because I had never heard of anybody ordering a Brass Monkey. I just ordered my first Brass Monkey.
So. Every time if they come by and order a Brass Monkey, will you fire that song up on your phone?
If you want me to, yeah. I feel like that's a major distraction that you get mad at me
no,
for.
No, on your phone, not over the mic.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you'll hear it over the microphone, yeah. But I think you could do that, and we'll know how many have been rocking.
All right, and in the music video, the Beastie Boys, during that video, take off their pants.
What?
I'm just saying.
Was that a warning?
Yes.
Or
the Brass Monkey makes you take your pants off.
Hey, Mike, keep your pants on at the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Tell Corey to keep his pants on because he has nothing underneath.
That's true. Yeah.
I do have underwear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I think is legal.
Yeah, mine would be illegal. So
Corey.
I did not see a sign when we came to this Buffalo Wild Wings that says, no pants, you're out. I didn't see a sign that said, no pants, no problem.
Yeah, it always says, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
We might have to interview the GM here and confirm that you cannot take
your pants off. Let's talk about sports while I sip on my Brass Monkey.
Okay, there's a couple of different things. First of all, I wanted to throw to this, Corey, because this is something that you have brought up year over year, and I always think it is super-duper fun. How are you ignoring the Eagles fan in your life? Excuse me, annoying the Eagles fan in your life during Philly week. 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel text line if you want to get involved, or the Twitch or the YouTube. Would you like to start with that or let people answer while we talk about the amazing Thursday night football game?
Let me give an example real quick. Let me give an example, and then we'll let people text in for that. You know what? Today I think I might ask some questions to Tolos that are out and about here. I might let them hop on air today. Good luck with that. It depends on how many Brass Monkeys they drink. But the way that I know, I have a family member that's an Eagles fan. He is my stepsister's husband. Okay, so it's a very distant kind of way to get it, but I always do get him a Dallas Cowboys cake for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I bring it because he's a big Eagles fan. So that's the way that I'm sending it out there to the family this week, Cowboys cake for Eagles week.
Okay, so I had a couple of, like, questions or statements that I thought would be my go-to.
There was also a year, Kevin, where my neighbor was a Washington Commanders fan. And the guys that spray paint, paint the sidewalks for your address. I had him spray paint the Cowboys logo on his sidewalk.
Okay, so that is a good idea. If it's somebody who actually lives in Philly, my go-to question would be, how many trash bags are piled up outside your apartment stairs? All right, so that would be the first thing.
Is that a thing that they do in Philly?
Oh my God! Yes,
you've been to Philadelphia.
Yes, I have.
You went to the wrestling place in
the ECW Arena, the 2300 Arena.
Yeah,
yes, that is true.
So,
and then I would ask them if they're sad about Bryce Harper, and if they're like, "What do you mean?" And I'll go, "You know that Bryce Harper teams never actually win the World Series, right?" Just to, like, really make sure that they understand what the future looks like for them.
One of the last times I was in Philadelphia was the last major league pitch I ever threw.
How was the pitch?
Ryan Howard. He dunked
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
That was
buddy.
It. I got Chase Utley out with a crappy breaking ball. Threw another crappy breaking ball, and it was a home run.
Was the last pitch that you threw the home
run? Last pitch I ever threw in the major leagues was a home run.
You kind of want
just
you know,
to
want
finish
that
off my
did
career.
You ask if you could have one more and be like, let me see if I can throw a strike or something.
It was a strike, probably.
It was a crappy strike. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't know why, if you're a Cowboys fan, you would do anything to your Eagles friends. Do not talk to them. Avoid them. Leave them alone. They are about to kick our brass monkey.
From the 405, to your point, this week I would not annoy the Philly fans because at this point I have no faith in our team. From the 817, I'm not poking the bear. We are not a good football team right now. And after they beat our ass, I do not want to have to deal with listening to the rest of it.
Man, I walked behind a pack of Eagles fans in Arizona when I got lost that day trying to find the tram to get back to my room.
Yeah.
And I saw them, and I was like, oh, I get it now. Like, they were the ones that were, like, pushing people into the track, the railroad
punching
and everything.
Horses.
Yeah, I was like, okay, they
Who
are always like
horse?
That. Philly people. So there
I
you
guess.
Go. I get it. I understand.
By the way, Roy Smith here on YouTube thinks that I'm just drinking straight orange juice.
That is not straight orange juice.
Roy Smith,
orange juice isn't that
wish.
Secret.
I don't know how to prove it unless you want to come here and take a sip of my drink.
I could tell you that was orange juice. I would feel much better if that was just orange juice. It is not. I would also, if you want, I would be like, hey, you know, Philly cheesesteaks aren't as good as the Italian beef sandwich in Chicago.
Hey, and Philly cheesesteaks aren't as good as brisket sandwiches down here.
That is a good-ass point.
So, yeah.
Would it set them over the edge if you looked at them and you were like, hey, Rocky IV is better than the original? Like, do you think they would be able to deal with that?
It's still a Philadelphia movie story.
Is it?
Is Rocky still living in Philadelphia in Rocky IV?
Yes.
It looks like he's in California.
Yeah, no, he moved. Yeah, like him and Apollo Creed, and they were out
there. Apollo moved to Philadelphia?
No. That for their training, but then he went out to California, and I think that's where he's living.
But they start off like they're just in a swim, like Apollo's in a swimming pool.
Yeah, throwing the tennis ball with a dog and stuff. He abandoned Philly.
Why do you want to mess? I mean, this is your segment, Kevin. Why do you want to mess with Philly fans when I'm not saying a sure thing, but it's a pretty sure thing they're going to win.
Look. If it was undetermined, I don't know if I would talk trash. But when you know your fate is already sealed, why not go down in a blaze of glory? Isn't that why you're drinking those brass monkeys?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. I wanted to touch on this real quick. Let's go to cut number 3. We'll talk about this more throughout the day. The Thursday night football game was amazing. It came down to this.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens bring blitz pressure. Burrow throws to the end zone. It's incomplete! It's incomplete! And with 38 seconds left to play, the Hayes in the barn! Oh, what a wild way to end it tonight as the Ravens will sweep the series from the Bengals and improve to 7-3.
Baltimore cheated on that 2-point conversion.
Okay, I want to get to that.
They got away with it.
Let me ask you something. Because some people argue there's at least two penalties on that play. Also, did you think this was the right call? Because we had just had this conversation with the Chiefs game. You're the underdog. You're on the road. Did you like the call to go for two?
Absolutely, I did.
I was fine with
it. What you're supposed to do.
Yes.
I mean, like, that's what you're supposed to do in the regular season. Now in the playoffs, you might treat it a little bit differently. But in this specific situation, go for it and try to get it. Their problem is they have so many losses on their ledger already that now it's just another one to add to the pile and puts them that much further behind. That's the only problem with
you're
it.
On the road, you're the lesser team. I think you have to, especially how the game was playing out in the fourth quarter. Baltimore was scoring every possession. So I think when you go back to the Kansas City-Tampa Monday night game, hey, how is the fourth quarter going? We can't stop the other team. If you can't stop the other team, and it's been proven now for about 15 minutes, I say, look, let's take our chance on the 3-yard line, one play, do or die. The issue is a lot of referees, and I understand this, they don't want to decide the game. So they let you do whatever you want to do, as long as when the ball's passed to that person, you don't tackle them before the ball gets there.
Okay, was it the pass interference or was it the hands to the face? Like, what was it that...
more the pass interference.
Okay.
The hands to the face, is that a penalty? Yes. Did that affect the play? No. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because that's after he's throwing the ball, his face mask does get hit. Technically, that is a penalty you're supposed to throw in there. But when your number one tight end gets double teamed and the first guy guarding him's like, I'm going to throw him to the ground.
And that is pretty much what happened.
That can ruin a play. The one thing that this had nothing to do with the refs, you have motion. You have Ja'Marr Chase, who's the best maybe receiver in the game today.
He
scored 60 fantasy points last night.
Is that right? Good Lord.
And when the ball was snapped, you immediately look to the right, and he's to the far left. So at no point was the ball ever going to go to Ja'Marr Chase. Correct me if I'm wrong, Corey. It looked like the way Burrow, once he caught the shotgun snap, all he was a decoy to the left side.
Yeah.
Weird to me.
I mean, it was an immediate, as quick as he could get the ball out of his hand, he was going to Hudson on that throw. And because he knew that route specifically.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Short route gives you good timing, and it should put the linebacker, the safety, whoever it is, on the backside of the tight end to allow him to put the ball out in front. The ball was a little too high. That was Burrow's fault there, but he was also getting tackled as he was going up for it. That was problematic.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We will talk more about that game as we go along. We got Jerry Jones coming up at 10:30, and we are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of South Hewland Street. Coming up next, some NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of South Hewland. We're going to do some overreaction or reality. We got Jerry Jones coming up in about 15 minutes. But we just learned an important thing about somebody who just showed up to Buffalo Wild Wings. They're getting married today.
Today.
Wow. This gentleman who walked in is getting married in about 6 hours and 12 minutes.
Wow.
And so if you're like, I'm busy today, I got stuff to do, This dude is getting married in 6 hours, and he's like...
In Lubbock.
Yeah. No, no, no. Oh. It's in... No, no. Oh. It is in Fort Worth. Okay. And he's but I don't really have to be there until 1, so I got time for... Yeah. If it's in Lubbock, you better go. So he's getting married today, and he's still here. So what excuse
what
do you
day.
Have?
Yeah. He also has the G-bag grenade tattoo on his bicep.
I like that.
Beautiful.
I like that.
He wants to get a KNC tattoo on his other arm.
Hell,
there you go.
Yeah.
Do we have a logo?
Yeah, we got one.
Or you just put the letters?
Yeah, Mike. If you just want to draw a K and a C on people, that would be totally fine.
All right. Said it.
NFL.
You're right. He's right. You did suggest it. You know, Mike.
I did.
Sharpie, I guess.
I did. I was gonna do some NFL overreaction or reality, but
right.
I think I'm actually going to pivot to something totally different instead.
All right.
Man, you can pivot 4 times in the NBA now.
That is true. How many points do you think Dak Prescott is worth on the point spread over Cooper Rush?
Do you have the factual evidence
here? Yes, I do.
This team, 2.5.
Okay. Corey?
4.5.
4.5 is actually spot on the correct answer. So this was really interesting to me. They have a breakdown of what the point spread advantage was for the starting quarterback over the backup at the beginning of the year and then what it is now. So, like, for example, we were just talking about the Ravens. At the beginning of the year, Lamar Jackson over Josh Johnson would give you 7.5 points. Now it's up to 9 points.
Oh, wow.
Josh Allen has jumped from 7 points to 8 points, whereas right now Patrick Mahomes is the third highest point spread differential between him and Carson Wentz.
Let's combo platter this up with Mike ask all the football questions. Back to Kevin and then to Corey.
All right.
How many points were you going to predict the Cowboys to score if Dak Prescott was the quarterback Sunday, and how many points are you predicting the Cowboys to score with Cooper Rush as the quarterback on Sunday?
16 and 13.
See, that I was going to say 17 and 14, so I do not think that that's far off. And so, that's
Vegas
actually only
4.5. You guys have it at 3 for this game.
And that, I think that, like, I'm not trying to push this, but I think that stays consistent with the team's not good. It's not necessarily about the quarterback as much as it is the team.
Absolutely. I hope I'm wrong here. I have the Cowboys losing by 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
I do think Dak would get you the meaningless, worthless touchdown really late in the game for 7 more points. I saw Cooper Rush do that late in the game when he came in, but I do think Dak has a special quality of just driving a team down the field to get it within like a 1-score game with really not much time left that I don't think is as easy as Dak makes it look.
Oh, you got a really
I don't know
good
how
point.
He does this, how he can be so average-ish for most of the game, and then when the game gets somewhat out of hand and you're like, it's decided, it would be a miracle to come back. He gets close to the miracle.
I think it's because he doesn't get caught up in his head and he doesn't feel that pressure. And he's like, I can just go. Now, who do you think made the biggest jump from the start of the season to now in terms of how big of a point differential impact they make quarterback-wise?
Oh, wow.
So, like, Lamar Jackson was already high because people were like, I know Lamar Jackson. So, like,
Jaden Daniels
went from 1.5 point advantage to 6.5 points. So he is by far the biggest increase on the board.
Go than, Washington, huh?
No, I'm probably not ready
to
say.
They got our coach and everything.
Jerry Jones coming up here in just a few minutes.
By the way, Trevor Lawrence's point differential went down.
It should.
Point. But Deshaun Watson.
Maybe he's colorblind. I'm not sure if he's right-handed. Maybe he's just not sure what color his team is that game.
Deshaun Watson gave you a 0.5 point advantage over Jameis Winston. It's switched so much now that Jameis Winston gives you a 2.5 point advantage over Deshaun Watson, who, remember, got the first fully guaranteed quarterback contract in the NFL.
And Deshaun's like, look, I didn't have Nick Chubb the whole first part of the season. Jameis has Nick Chubb.
That's what's fallen apart for him. And then Bo Nix went from negligible difference with Jared Stidham to now a 3-point advantage. So
that's interesting.
Not surprising. You've seen some of the rookies jump up. I was just surprised that Dak number was low, but you guys think that that is a reflection of just the team and the offense struggle in general, as opposed to only Dak. I'm not saying 100%. It's somewhat Dak.
Yes, and I think Dak has been a disappointing player this year in the NFL.
Absolutely.
I think you could argue, obviously, Trevor Lawrence is in this category, of, hey, who are the five people that have disappointed the most in the NFL this year, I would say Dak Prescott is in the five. Where you want to rank him, that's up to you.
I would have Aaron Rodgers in there probably too, but that is oh, man, that is a really good question.
I'm ask curious. It Tuesday.
Okay.
Forget I asked it now.
Okay, I will forget that you asked it now. But I think that is a really interesting question. By the way, because he's played so well, the drop-off from Malik from Jordan Love to Malik Willis has gone from 6.5 points to 4.5 points.
Oh, really?
Not a poor reflection on Jordan Love. I just think Malik Willis has played better for the Packers than anybody could have imagined.
Oh, absolutely. And we did talk about a little rise for Malik Willis yesterday, too, and some of the things that he's accomplished.
Yes, absolutely. Another one who took a nice jump up was Baker Mayfield.
His
over
quarterback
Kyle
rating
Trask.
Was 150 or something like that.
Yeah.
Something outrageous.
On the old school statistical chart, that is true.
Fort Worth already showing up at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, man, this is
that
nice.
Is impressive.
Look at that.
I assure you, they are open. If you're like, my map app says they don't open till 11. We're open. We're here. There are people here already.
They're drinking?
Yes, they are.
But nobody, I haven't seen any more brass monkeys.
Oh, well.
That's because they're taking in the Coors Lights.
What if at the guy's wedding, he calls up the person serving the drinks and says, hey, this is a brass monkey wedding.
He's clapping on it
okay,
right now.
Okay, you got about 6 hours to figure that out. Good luck. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of South Hewlin, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. And this is just a coincidence. We will also do Forgiveness Friday. All in one next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry. Good morning, sir.
I think we get a couple of fours. All right? Bye-bye.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear us?
Okay, great. Yes, I can hear you now.
All right. Fantastic, fantastic.
All right. Sorry, guys. Let me get this hearing aid in. good morning.
Sounded, Jerry, like you said we can get a couple of fours. Is that draft picks you're talking about there?
Oh.
Hey, well, I actually was talking draft picks, but I was on my other handheld phone. So, you did catch me there.
Okay. Now, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, for good reason, about Dak Prescott and his injury. There's been concern about the hamstring actually potentially ripping off the bone and talk of season-ending surgery. Can you give us any insight as to if that is a possibility and if IR is a guarantee now?
It's a blurred area. There's no question the injury is there. And the question is will it require surgery? That's all opinions. And, of course, the ambiguity here is, first of all, it's going to take him one way or the other. He's got to have some weeks off of it before he can see if it really does require surgery. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't want surgery. He wants to be on the field and go for it. And so... he's weighing that. We're weighing that. And we'll just see how it go here.
So it really does come down to, in a couple of weeks, reevaluating that part of the process.
It could be the faster we make this decision, the quicker we get the clock running if we IR him. And, of course, the facts are we don't have to IR him at all. But that keeps us from bringing a player up to the active roster. But I weigh whether or not it's worth not having that player on the roster while we let this play out.
Jerry, you've been doing this for a long time, and I know I'm going to the future of this season. Have you guys made decisions in, let's say, week 15 through 17, where you're at record-wise on if you want a guy to try to play maybe the last few games of the year?
No, that type of thinking hasn't entered into. I'm well aware it's there. We're well aware it could happen. But that type of thinking hasn't entered into it. And right now we're trying to, first and foremost, do the best thing we can do against Philadelphia. That's critical. And I think we're doing that. and give us our best chance with everything we've got to work with to get out here and win this game this weekend. That's it. That's where it is. As we move along, in general, when things come along that are a part of that we can reference back, such as Mingo, such as where we thought of him in the draft, when we see something we can live with that, that really, in a way, has nothing to do with the issue of whether or not you're paring down your roster and looking to next year or not. We wanted Mingo because we wanted Mingo we wanted Mingo when we left that draft. We were disappointed we didn't get him.
Can you kind of walk us through how all of that went down and in the process of going to pursue him?
Well, we found out that he was could be available. When we found that out, then we started a dialogue there. And we didn't look at a list of available players. We were looking at a player that we had a big interest in when he came out. Frankly, we're disappointed that we missed him. And he fits the profile of what we want. And we will have him on the field, I predict, in the very near future. And he's the type of receiver that, as we look to the future with Dak, that is Dak-friendly.
You know, that was something, too. Like, I was listening with McCarthy talking this morning about keeping your board around because there are guys that you do like that might be available down the road and your interest level in them. Do you often see sometimes like they're in a situation that doesn't work where they are, but it's gonna fit here because we do something a little different, and that kind of makes your mind up about why you want a player?
The instances around our game, the instances around NFL of where a player can excel in one system but doesn't do as well in another, where the right coaching meld with that player is. All of those things are very real. Mm-hmm. They're very real. And, of course, the journey that a player has to establish himself in the NFL has to deal with injury, if you will. It has to deal with roster circumstances. All of those things come to bear. You say, well, but if you've got somebody that is just absolutely a obvious player, then doesn't he dismiss all of those kinds of things, and shouldn't he be out there one of the leading receivers in the NFL if he was as good as we thought he might be coming out? That's not necessarily the case either. But so, yes, we rely. One of the things, I'll say it this way, one of the things that we invest in, and we invest a lot of time and money in, is our evaluation of players coming out of college. And that doesn't just, we don't throw all of that away the day the draft is over. That's the base of what that player is, and you can follow that base as it evolves through that player's NFL career, even if he's not a Cowboy. And so we have a great knowledge. I can remember the conversations we had with Mingo when he came through on his visits. And so when we see a player that certainly at this juncture and certainly under the circumstances at Carolina, we can accept the fact that he hasn't diminished our thought and value of him. So that's what happened there. We saw a player that we really coveted when he came through, and we had a chance to get him.
Can you tell us any more about what's been happening with Deron Bland? A few weeks ago, it seemed like he was ready to go. He suffered a setback. How big of a setback happened since he's still not practicing all these weeks later?
We don't ever, no matter technically or how somebody evaluates from their injury or the progress they're making or what they should make. It is a big swing between players as to the same injury when they're going to be ready to go. We never, whether it be in game or out of game or for the duration of several weeks, we never dismiss the number one consideration, and that's how does the player feel? How does he feel? Can he rely on it? Does he push off on it? Is he free to cut on it? Where is he going? Because at the end of the day, that's all that counts. And I've seen players go out there with unrepaired injuries and play randomly with an unrepaired injury and play more aggressive and play quicker than players that have had the injury repaired. And they're still tentative on it. Now, that doesn't mean a thing about the quality of the individual or the player at all. I know you get tired of these old stories, but my trainer was a Virginian that I had when I played at Arkansas, and he said, "Jones, you've got the lowest tolerance for pain of any kid we've ever had here." And I said, "Well, damn it, it hurts me more, Grounny, than it does the rest of it. I deserve a medal. I'm in pain out here." And he said, "Jones, hey, come on, boy."
That is fantastic. We're talking.
I personally like the story.
Yes, absolutely. In case people didn't know, I'm sure they did. We're talking Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, you're talking about Jonathan Mingo. I know the trade deadline has passed, but Michael Parsons said he was flattered that so many people talked about his trade value last week. I will admit that is a topic that has come up on this show as well. Was his name ever or has it ever been brought up as a potential trade candidate?
No. Absolutely not.
And that
just
makes,
not.
That makes plenty of sense.
So teams don't call you, Jerry? And, I mean, I know you guys wouldn't, but did teams call you and see?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't because we want Micah Parsons. He's integral to our future. And so, no is the big answer. And what if I got on the phone around here and picked the top player around the league, three or four of them? You know what I'd get if I picked up the phone and said, "You want to trade him?" A big no. Are you kidding me? And so the point is that we haven't done that, and that hasn't been done. We haven't had one conversation at the level that counts, which is my level, and with Steven and Will and people like that. But we haven't had one conversation ever about not having Michael Parsons on the team, ever.
Jerry, I'm going to change the topic a little bit to around the NFL. And on Monday night, the Kansas City Chiefs go to overtime. Tampa decides to kick the extra point to go to overtime. Last night, you have a great NFL game, and Cincinnati decided to go for two, and they didn't get it, and they lost the game. I know opponent, where you're playing at, dictate a lot. Do you have a general consensus is you get to the game under a minute, you score a touchdown, it's within 1 point. You can kick the extra point and go to overtime, or you can go for two and live or die with the win or loss. Do you have a feeling on what you want to do in those situations?
I do not. A lot of times it depends on how you're playing on either side of the ball. I know last year, you remember, Detroit came in here and went for it several times to get the two and finally didn't get it, and we beat them. Remember that play?
Yes.
Down Detroit. And so, no, I get it, and you do too. You're putting it all out there, and you're putting out what usually is quite an effort by your team to be in that spot. And so do you want to go for it? Or do you think you want to risk that coin flip and basically have a team that may have the edge on you on one side of the ball or the other? So I think all of that weighs in on it. I could envision doing it at some time and not doing it at others.
Jerry, with Cooper Rush, how do you expect the team to play differently, or do you expect them to be pretty similar with him at the quarterback position?
Similar. Very okay. Similar. Cooper's got some unique skills, very unique skills. He is very quick. He makes very quick decisions, gets the ball out quick. He's really got some qualities that can really get the job done for us. And I can say that, but not only his how he handled it 2 years ago when he came in here and really took the role. I don't mind telling you, when Dak got hurt at that time, I really was down in the mouth, so to speak. But, boy, did he step in there and really do a great job for us. But he brings a lot to the table. I think we can do everything with our repertoire of offense. I think we can run anything that Dak runs.
That's a big word.
Now, considering the success that you were just talking about that Cooper Rush has had in the past with the Cowboys, do you envision him being the quarterback for the entirety that Dak is out, or do you still think there is a window for Trey Lance to be getting in these games?
Oh, there is a window for Trey Lance. There's packages that we can work on, and yes, there is a window for Trey.
What elements of his game, of Lance's game, did you see during the preseason?
Let me be clear. Oh. That's not just to get Lance some playtime. That's to bring to the table some offense for us.
And that's kind of where I was going, is what did y'all see during the preseason that kind of gives you that confidence that it could translate into the regular season, that he could be called upon?
Well, he's a great, and I use the word, he's a real threat with his legs. A big threat with his legs. I see that. I saw him inconsistent in preseason, but I saw him do some real good things in the passing game as well. So that's to be expected, relatively speaking, as compared to the other players we're talking about. He's had a small number of snaps in his career. But I see situations that he could add to the mix.
I like that. You got Kellen Moore on the other side of the ball again. I know it happened last year. Can you kind of tell me what you liked about Kellen while he was here, and how you've seen him grow since he's left?
Well, you know, Kevin was such an outstanding player in college, so accomplished in college, and he did it as much as anything with his savvy. Mm-hmm. He's a coach's son that was really coached up, and he really had a great college career. He uses the same thing that made him a really outstanding quarterback in college, outstanding offensive player in college. He uses that over into coaching. That's quite an edge. That's quite an edge. When you get these guys that have played a key position like the quarterback in an offense, And he's also been around some really top coordinators. That time that he spent here with Mike did nothing but enhance his coaching abilities, in my view. But he's going to be around a long time, and he's an outstanding coach, and he'll be formidable out there tomorrow as the offensive coordinator against us.
Now, I'm sure the answer to this next one isn't particularly simple, or you would say, well, we'll just do that. But what can change, or what do you think can be done to help the team, both offensively and defensively, at the beginning of the game and the beginning of the third quarter? Because on those first possessions, y'all have been getting hammered this year.
Yeah. We need to, and I know this has been said 1,000 times, but we need to internally quit putting ourselves in a hole with mistakes. And you can go back on any play and see if a player had done this, one player, that you would have scored rather than had a bad play. You can do that a lot. And so we've got to be more consistent across the board, and can be, and that'll on both sides of the ball. Frankly, on all three sides of the ball.
Yeah,
including special teams. So it's within us. It's where our upside is within us. Some of the things that we've been trying to do, we're getting better, and on all phases of the game. And so I've got a lot of confidence in this personnel, and I've got a lot of confidence in the coaches, as I've said many, many times. And guys, that is the answer, is from within. And we can look to that. Now, Philadelphia is going to have a lot to say about how well we do that Sunday. And so just got to get ready for it. It's not going to be easy.
Well, we appreciate the time very much, good sir. Best of luck on Sunday, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
You bet, guys. Let's have a big-time weekend here against Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay? Go get Cowboys. I like it.
There you go. Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, of all the things, I'm most intrigued. What could they have gotten a couple of fours for? Like, that's the thing that I'm most intrigued. Like, who are they talking about? Did this conversation happen last week at all? Are they talking about trading, like, out of a third or something? Like, I have a lot of questions about that.
No, he was like, well, you guys caught me on that one. So.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Mike.
You guys have asked some great questions, but what I'm concerned about is I'm out of brass monkey.
God.
Oh, man.
We have an order of brass monkey from Atolo. Atolo is engaging in
Okay.
Is it thumbs up, thumbs down? What are you thinking here? Thumbs up all the way, he says.
You know what? I'm happy for him because he's here and watching. He's not on the air right now like you are.
I can turn my mic off if that would solve the
I know. I've heard you at the 11 o'clock segment.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Oh,
shocking.
You know what? Another brass monkey for Mike.
Son, thanks a lot, Kevin.
Oh, Kevin wants me to have another brass monkey at 11.
All right. So we seg. Damn it. Oh, man. If it's every hour, we're going to be in trouble. All right. Let's segue.
Mike 1, Kevin 0.
Into some Forgiveness Friday. And do I need forgiveness for maybe forcing Mike to get another brass monkey, or do I need forgiveness for this? Guys, do you know why a pirate can never recite the alphabet?
Oh, this is a Mike Leach joke. Let's think about it. Because he's a Red Raider.
Because he always gets lost at sea. In your face! You heard that.
Wait,
it might have been too far back. There's people laughing.
She genuinely laughed.
Thank you.
He laughed to make you feel
okay,
good.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'll take it. I'll take it either way.
I understand her sense of humor,
that's
and I think
fine.
She's going to crack up in a lot of these.
Humor.
That's fine. That's fine. All right. Into Forgiveness Friday now.
Nice transition, Kevin.
You're
good
welcome.
Job.
Our very own former fan, employee, and teacher of Alec, Nate Wood, ask the question, going back in time, which was the bigger mistake? The Cowboys taking Taco over T.J. Watt or the Eagles taking Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson?
Oh, man, what a weird combination of questions.
Yeah, so we are both awful at making these selections.
I mean, I personally, Mike, you've been down on Jalen Reagor a lot. Like, I've heard you mention bad he is.
Monte, his dad, went to Texas Tech and was a good player in the NFL for like 10 years with the Colts and maybe another team.
Yeah.
He probably went to another team.
That's fair.
But when they got Taco, I listened to the G-Bag Nation, and I heard Mike pretty much every day. Like, his efforts were to try and make Taco cry on air. So I feel like
I went to training camp, and I watched, and I was like, I'm sorry, Taco and Taco's family. Just the truth. I was horrible in the major leagues, so we fit in the same category. I'm like, this kid's pathetic, and they're only drills. They would line him up. Did you guys go to training camp his rookie year?
I don't remember.
Okay. It was so bad, they would line him up against a second-string tackle, and he couldn't ever get to the quarterback, the fake quarterback doing drills. They would put in the guys they knew they were going to cut after two or three times going, put in some – like, at some point, I was like, I think they're going to have Jason Garrett try to block him just to give this kid confidence that he can somehow – get to a quarterback in the NFL. And you just watch the drills, you're like, he's slow, he's not athletic, he can't win on one-on-one drills, he seems confused on his assignments, and I'm like, this is just basic training camp. And then, I won't believe it, but it correlated into his career in the NFL. And sometimes that happens. You get a guy, you see some talent on the field, you see him in college do some certain things, and then you go to the next level, which is a huge jump, and he couldn't handle that jump. His ability was not able to handle that jump to the NFL.
It's a sexy pick.
Oh, my gosh. Now, by the way, there are a variety of people are giving alternate answers to the pirate joke.
Oh, my gosh.
And the consensus seems to be they also could have gotten too excited and stopped at the letter R.
Mm-hmm.
But That is from hey, that's not from me, Alec.
That was from the crickets, though.
From the 214, as Kevin's nemesis, I need forgiveness for laughing at that joke.
Oh, you didn't.
Another person asked, was that Kevin's wife that laughed? No, it looks like we're both married. If we weren't, who knows? Yeah, who knows what could happen? She's got that sense of humor. And then from the 469, I'm getting drunk with Mike in solidarity.
All
and from the 817, I believe it was the 817. We're getting a lot now. I need forgiveness. I'm going to play Brass Monkey at my wedding for the sole reason of getting Mike to dance. That was from the 682.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Is it getting warm in here?
It is a little warm.
He's going to start taking his clothes
off. Hey, what's Snoop Dogg's favorite letter?
W.
Hey! You know, because he says that in the commercials a lot when they drop the beat.
See? Could be worse.
I was going off of your joke.
Thank you.
I don't have a pirate joke.
Yeah.
I just had to use an alphabet joke.
Mike, you know what might be smart, though? Google jokes to tell.
Oh, please, God, don't.
I mean,
how you get your jokes.
The last time you Googled a segment, we've been doing that stupid thing for like 4 weeks.
You had to find that joke.
Somebody told it to me.
Yeah, see? Nobody told me that Snoop Dogg joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine.
That's his that he made up. That
copywritten.
And this is why I sit between them.
And that is not how a copyright works. By the way, I don't know if NBA fans...
Is that a faux pas joke? Like for a dad?
That's a fake dad.
I don't know.
Four dads.
If NBA fans need forgiveness because NBA ratings, I told you they were down a lot year over year to open the week, and then they've dropped again year over year in week two and from week one. So you've really seen, at least early on, NBA ratings have taken a punch in the face.
I mean, do you have a reason why? I don't have a reason.
I don't either.
Corey had brought it up before, and I still think it's valid, and we'll start to see, like, after this week what it looks like going forward. It is hard for anything to compete head-to-head with, like, general election stuff, or at least
Cowboys.
The presidential election. Yeah, and the Cowboys. But I'll be interested to see what happens after this week, now that, like, for the most part, the election has been settled. I know they're still working on Congress and stuff. And then now I want to see what happens this week going forward with the NBA ratings. Because if it's not that, then I kind of default to your theory about so many star players missing this game or that game or the other game.
Somebody said accessibility. Do you wonder if, because, I mean, that was Diamond Sports Group across the country,
wasn't
it? Yeah,
but he's talking about TNT
games. This is national.
Okay, gotcha.
But that's a fair question. I can look into that, but this is at the national level.
Good luck with that.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Thank you. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of South Hewlin. We will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Plus, feels like it's time to talk some stars next right here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.